Sure, most of you are familiar with this old toy here. It's a jack-in-the-box. I don't think children nowadays are all that enamoured with them or interested in them, but all of you, I'm sure, that are a little bit older, myself, a little bit older than that even, you all know what a jack-in-the-box is. Folks, sometimes things happen in life that catch us by surprise, isn't that right? Things happen that we do not plan for, that we do not expect, that we do not anticipate. They maybe cause us to be afraid, they maybe give us something of a fright, they maybe unsettle us, and there are things that suddenly happen that we just do not anticipate, plan for, or desire even. And that can make us feel very unsettled. The hymn writer was honest enough to say, "I do not know what lies ahead, the way I cannot see, but one stands near to be my guide, he'll show the way to me. I do not know the course ahead, what joys or griefs are there, but one is near who fully knows, I'll trust his loving care. I know who holds the future, he'll guide me with his hand. With God things don't just happen, everything by him is planned. So as I face tomorrow with its problems, large or small, I'll trust the God of miracles and give to him my all." It seems that the writer of this particular hymn, Alfred Smith, was a man who knew and believed in the sovereignty, in the providence, but also in the grace and love and mercy of our God, the God of the Bible. The psalmist said in Psalm 73:24, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory." God is a God who guides us. We do not know the way ahead. It is our responsibility just to keep our eyes upon the Lord, who alone knows what the future holds. Nothing takes the Lord by surprise. Things might surprise us. Events may unsettle us. Things might seem unexpected to us, but God is absolutely sovereign. God is in control. He guides us with his counsel. God foreordains and determines whatsoever comes to pass. Not a sparrow falls to the ground without our Father. And those beautiful words that are so well known in Romans 8 and verse 28, "For we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God and to those who are called according to his purpose." It doesn't necessarily mean that everything that happens to us is good, but all things work together for good. And so in that verse, Romans 8:28, two vital words, the word "together" and the word "for." Things might be bad, times might be hard, but God is good. And I'm sure, based on the law of averages, I'm not sure how many people listen to these little devotionals. They go out on YouTube. I never really check them on YouTube, but they go out on Facebook as well. And sometimes there could be 1,000 or 1,500 people listening to these little devotionals. And I'm sure some of you out there, even today or yesterday or perhaps tomorrow, will experience something that you haven't legislated for or planned for, something that will surprise you and take you unawares. Put your faith and trust in God today. Recognize that in Jesus Christ, God has a plan and a purpose for his people. William Cooper said, "God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea, he rides upon the storm. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are full of mercy, and shall break with blessings on thy head." God is in control. Things might take you by surprise. Things might catch me unawares, but God is in absolute control. May God encourage you with this wonderful reality. He is God. All things are under our Saviour's feet, and God is in control. So if you've been taken unawares, events have taken place that you didn't plan for, be sure, be certain that God is in control. Thank you so much, friends. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.